Maria Dudzak, and joining me in the studio, I have representatives from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and they are Zachary Florent, Nancy Sienko, and Elizabeth Cannon, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and so I guess I'll ask the first broad question, but what exactly is the EEOC?
So the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, is the federal agency that enforces the nation's laws that prohibit workplace discrimination. So we're all over the country. We're coming here from the Seattle office in the San Francisco district. Alaska's in our jurisdiction, and so we're here to do, we're in a mission of outreach.
Okay, and why Ketchikan? I don't think you've been here before.
I certainly haven't been here before. This is my first time in Alaska. It's twofold. We're here because we've never been here before and thought it would be great to meet some folks in the community. We're also here to go to the Metlakatla folks and do some training for the Tribal Employment Rights Organization there.
Okay. And I understand also today you will be presenting at the Chamber and Rotary Luncheon?
Right.
You'll be there.
So at the landing.
People will meet you. So what kind of, I guess, you know, you're here on an outreach and mission and stuff. What sort of services are you offering to people?
So in terms of employers, it's helping them to better understand their responsibilities under the anti-discrimination laws that we enforce. And then for other stakeholder groups, it's so that they can understand their rights in terms of filing charges if they've been subjected to employment discrimination. So it's really kind of twofold. But in terms of today's meeting, it's going to be a lot of Q&A. And helping them to understand, kind of navigate the laws and, you know, how to handle these types of matters when they arise in their workplaces.
And I think the EEOC is something we hear of, we're aware of, but don't really see you in action, so to speak. So how do things come about? Do people report to you? Do you seek out? You know, how does that all work?
Yeah. Individuals can submit inquiries to our office online. They can submit an inquiry. They can speak with someone at our office. And then if they would like to, then they can file a charge. And so most of our investigations are the result of an individual filing a charge of discrimination. And then we have investigators that will investigate that charge. They're neutral, so they're going to take a look at everything someone makes a complaint on. And then the employer gets a chance to say kind of what happened in their employment situation. And so then, and we do an investigation.
And how do people know to contact you? I mean, I know that's a little strange, but is it something that's posted in workplaces? How do people even know that this is out there?
So, yeah, I mean, every employer, at least every employer, generally that's 15 or more employees, is required by law to have a posting in their break room. Admittedly, the fine print probably isn't all that noticeable to folks. Most employers also have people go through like new employer training. And during that process, they'll, you know, learn a little bit about like what is harassment, what is discrimination. And a lot of employers will like include a little bit of information about us. But really, I think it's Google searches that really gets folks to our doors, and also, you know, missions of outreach like this, where we go out into the community. We work with advocacy organizations, folks who work with employees, get them the information that they know to understand what their rights are and to understand where to go when they have an issue that comes up.
And is it specifically the issues that people come to you for? Do you have other programs that you operate, or is it more just responding to complaints?
That's a large piece of it, is the enforcement piece. So the first prong, which Zachary leads, is proactive prevention and education, which is the outreach piece. So we want to make sure that we're out there letting employers know what their responsibilities are, and we're out there letting prospective employees and actual employees know what their rights are under the laws. So failing efforts along those lines, There is the enforcement piece. So when individuals come and file charges with us, charges of discrimination, we're going to investigate those, and we're going to issue findings of a violation if the evidence warrants such a finding. And for a certain percentage of those cases in which we do make a finding of a violation, a certain percentage of those also get litigated. We have a litigation piece as well. That's the final piece, where if we cannot get voluntary compliance once we found a violation of the law, which we try and get voluntary compliance, then our lawyers look at potentially litigating that case. And so that's a small percentage of our cases that actually get litigated because we can't get voluntary compliance.
Okay, and you're here in Ketchikan. Are you going to other communities in Alaska? Or is it Ketchikan just the and Metlakatla you mentioned?
Well, on this trip, it's just these two communities. But we hope to be doing a lot more outreach in Alaska in the next year plus because we don't have a physical presence here. The closest office we have is Seattle. So the next best thing we can do is be here.
We have two
often.
FEPA partners, Alaska State Human Rights Commission and Anchorage, City of Anchorage. Fair Employment Rights Practice Agency, and we work closely in connection with those two agencies, but, you know, statewide, we really need to expand our outreach efforts so that other parts of the state know what we're about. We have five states, actually, under the Seattle office jurisdiction: Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska. So it's a really vast jurisdiction and small number of people. So we really try and get the most bang for our buck when we do outreach to some of these more remote areas.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest sort of gets pushed together.
It does.
We get a lot of common assistance in that. So you're here, is it just for a day or two? How much time will you be spending?
Yeah, we got here yesterday, and we met with the Ketchikan Pride Alliance yesterday, and we're here today, and we hop on a seaplane tonight and go out to Metlakatla. I'm terrified of
the plane.
Scott
has Zach has a little trepidation about that seaplane.
It's a short flight.
It's a short, terrifying flight. Yeah.
Just grip the armrests firmly. And so are you now, I mentioned that you are going to chamber lunch, where there'll be an opportunity for questions and answers.
Right.
You'll meet employers
right.
and I'm sure employees. Are there other businesses you're meeting with or groups you're meeting with individually, or is it more, general outreach?
More general outreach on this trip, but we will be walking around town as well today. So, you know, if you see like the three out of towners, one of them being freakishly tall, you know, come up and say hi to us. We're certainly around to answer folks' questions.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
No, I just thank you so much for allowing us to be here. Really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you very much. And we will hear more again from them at the chamber lunch, if you should attend that. And then they'll be heading over to Metlakatla to assist over there. Thank you again, Zachary Florent, Nancy Sienko, and Elizabeth Cannon, for joining me from the EEOC.